wondering if you think of me. Asking myself, does he exist? Does he even know who I am? Or does he even know my name? Is my mind playing games? I feel like it's a movie where I keep dreaming. So where I keep... 各位亲爱的朋友们，非常高兴您如约守候早间课堂，我是 Julie。有的人由于失败的婚姻而畏惧再婚，相反有的人呢则是赌着气闹完婚后又匆匆结婚。这种匆匆的结婚经事实验证是没有好结果的，是一种草率的婚姻结合，是一种勉强的婚姻结合。今天我们就来看看草率的结婚、勉强的结婚在英文中用一个有趣的词语如何来说。我们先来听下面的两个句子。
They had to divorce 1 year after they wedded with a rush ring. Wedding with a rush ring will of course lead to suffering.
在我们刚才听到的两个例句中，我们都可以听到同一个词语 wed with a rush ring。 这是一条动词性习惯用语，习语中的 wed is spelled W-E-D， wed 是结婚结合的意思， rush is spelled R-U-S-H， rush 是匆忙仓促的意思， ring is spelledR-I-N-G, ring, 是指戒指。With is spelled W-I-T-H, 是带着的意思。那么在西方国家，一对对情侣在上帝的见证下，在神父的操持下，男女双方会相互交换表达爱意的戒指。Wed with a rush ring, 直译就是带着戒指匆忙结婚，意义为草率结婚。勉强结婚等等。 It means to get married just casually. 我们再来看两个例子。 She got divorced with her husband just 2 days ago, and she's wearing a straw in her ear right away.Her friend advises her to take a second thought and take an action, not wedding with a rush ring. She got divorced with her husband just 2 days ago, and she's wearing a straw in her ear right away. Her friend advises her to take a second thought and take an action, not wedding with a rush ring. 她两天前才和她的丈夫离婚，现在就要马上找丈夫。她的朋友劝诫她要三思而后行，不要草率结婚。那么在美语中有一个非常常见的动词短语结构，它是 get 加上动词的过去分词。句中 get divorced 意思就是离婚。那么像这样的结构还有 get killed 遭到谋杀， get hurt遭受伤害等等。那么在美语中有一个非常常见的动词短语结构，它是 get 加上动词的过去分词。句中 get divorced 意思就是离婚。那么像这样的结构还有 get killed 遭到谋杀， get hurt 遭受伤害等等。我们要表述马上这个意思，句中用到的是这个短语Right away, right away. For another example, I'll finish my homework right away. 我马上就把作业写完。三思而后行，这个是古人留给我们的有价值的一个名言。那么在英文中呢，是这样说的 Take a second thought and take an action. Take a second thought and take an action.那么在句子中出现了这样一个语法现象， Not wedding with a rush ring, Not wedding with a rush ring. 这是否定结构的现在分词短语，在句中做伴随状况状语。 In order to make a living with her little son, the widow had to wear a straw in her ear, but I think she must get troubled later, wedding with a rush ring. In order to make a living with her little son, the widow had to wear a straw in her ear, but I think she must get troubled wedding with a rush ring.为了和他的小儿子维持生计，这个寡妇不得不另外寻找一个男子。但是我认为，他如果这样勉强的结婚，今后一定会有麻烦的。我们要表述为了以便这个意思，表达一个目的。我们可以用到句中的这个短语 in order to 的后面接动词原形，要表述谋生维持生计，可以用句中的这个短语 make a living。 句中说到的是 make a living with a little son， 那么 make a living with somebody 意思就是和某人一起维持生计。陷入困境麻烦，句中用到的是我们刚才已经说过的美国非常常见的一个动词短语结构 get加上 trouble 这个动词的过去分词 get troubled。 那么句中仍然出现了一个语法现象 wedding with a rush ring， 这是现在分词短语做条件状语，可以将之改为条件状语从句。我们现在知道了最初听到的两个例句的意思，现在我们就回到他们中来看看他们的意思。
They had to divorce 1 year after they wedded with a rush ring.
这句话是说，草率结婚一年后，他们就不得不离婚了。在这个句子中有一个句型，就是时间，例如1 year, 1 week, 加上 after, 加上从句或者是名词，表示某事件发生多久后就怎么怎么样。我们来看两个例子。He died 2 years after we made the match of it. 我们结婚两年后他就去世了。2 years after this interview, there was a fire at the Mills house.这次采访两年后，摩尔斯房子就着火了。
Wedding with a rush ring will of course lead to suffering.
这句话是说，草率结婚必定导致后果。在这句话的开头，我们可以看到 Wedding with a rush ring， 这是 Wed with rush ring 的动名词结构，在句中做主语。我们可以看到在这里双写 d 加上 ing， wedding， 因为 wed 是个闭音节，那么它的过去式和过去分词都要双写 d 加上 ed， wedded， wedded， wedded。 我们要表述导致导向这个意思，可以用一个动词加上一个介词构成的动词短语 lead to。For two more examples, too much work and too little rest often lead to illness. 过量的工作或过少的休息会引起疾病。Worries and tenseness can lead to insomnia. 忧虑和紧张会导致失眠。好，各位亲爱的朋友们，我们今天的这招说 marriage, wed with a rush ring 是指勉强结婚、草率结婚。而 singles, marry in haste and repent at leisure. 常言道，草率结婚，事后悔恨。婚姻是我们的终身大事，我们要慎重考虑再做决定。世界上是没有后悔的果子吃的。在我们今天的学习小节目之前，我们一起来欣赏一首经典的英文歌曲 It's named Living to Love You. Living to Love You. Enjoy it.
Oh. All we had was just one summer. Two lovers strolling in the park. But like they say, the world keeps turning. As the leaves were falling, we should fall apart. Now I'm waiting for the winter. Build my castle out of us. And deep inside this massive building, there's a crystal lake of all the tears I cried. Baby, for all my life, don't you know?
I'm living.